Hey everyone, it's Wendy Knight Agard here from the Wendy Knight Agard Show and the What's Eating You programs that help you lose weight by eliminating emotional eating. Before we get started here today, we just want to offer a special welcome to those of you listening in for the first time. Make sure you click on the subscribe link on the podcast page so that you'll be the first ones to receive new content. And of course, our subscribers are near and dear to our hearts, and you never know what kind of special goodies you'll have access to when you subscribe. Okay, so remember to join us by searching my name on iTunes. That's Wendy Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, space A-G-A-R-D. Or you can just go to WendyKnightAgardShow.com. All right, let's talk about the warmth organism today. What the heck is that? Well, you know, I had an experience recently which really drove home for me the reality of the connections between our mind and body. Now, I know you've heard of the mind-body connection before, and we've all heard about it, haven't we? And we have a basic intellectual understanding of it. Something shifts in the mind, and that gets reflected in the body. But having this basic intellectual understanding really doesn't serve us very well, because most of us, even though we say we get that, we're not really living it. We're not really working with that on a day-to-day basis. And it's because we haven't experienced it deeply enough. It is just this, intellectual idea that we have, even if we think we understand it. So to set the stage a bit, let's just review a simple example, one that we can all relate to, and then I'll tell you what happened to me. So let's say you see a dog that gets hit by a car. Even if you're not a dog lover, you're likely to react emotionally for all sorts of reasons, right? Our mind decides that this is an unpleasant thing. It may decide that it doesn't want to look at the physical effects of that dog getting hit by a car. There may be all sorts of empathy and sympathy for the dog and its owner and even the driver of the car. There are all these things going on in our mind that may actually cause us to have a physical reaction. And that physical reaction may be that we want to vomit. For a lot of people, something like that would be quite shocking if they hadn't seen something like that before. They might feel some distress in the abdominal area. They might feel that they actually want to vomit. Well, what's going on there? That's a very simple example, isn't it, of the mind-body connection. We drew some conclusions at the level of the mind, and that manifested instantly, like in less than a second, in our physical body. And as I say, most of us can really relate to that. So I just want to drive that point home that this is real and it happens. So in my studies of Heilkunst and Anthroposophy, in that world of science, we actually have four bodies. You know, in our conventional world of the material world, we only have one body. We have our physical body. But in the world of Heilkunst and Anthroposophy that I've studied, we have four bodies. We have the physical body, we have the etheric body, the astral, and the ontic. But to keep it simpler, let's change the words to the physical body, which is the one that we all know of, the functional body, so the body that's responsible for function like digestion or breathing. And then we have the soul body and the spirit body. And we all talk about our soul and spirit, don't we? But I want you to really think of them as a distinct body that has a distinct function in our lives. And the spirit body is responsible for a lot of things. I mean, that's where our true self resides, not our false ego or what our roles in life are or what other people see us as, but our true core self resides in the spirit body. And the spirit body is also responsible for the generation of warmth within us. I say within us, okay? So here I am. It's about 7:30 in the morning, and I'm sitting in my pajamas, taking myself through a guided experience. And this guided experience is one of the experiences that I'm trained in. For those of you who have been coached by me, you'll know what I'm talking about. But for everyone else, just think of it as a guided experience where your eyes are closed and through a series of very specific instructions that I give, you're guided to access your deepest inner wisdom, through your subconscious mind, because that's where all of our intelligence and wisdom is, isn't it? It's not in our conscious mind, in that mind that lives on the hamster wheel, that's always churning and self-criticizing. It's in our deeper subconscious mind. So that's what these guided experiences are about. And when you're trained to do this, as I am, you can do these processes on yourself. So as I said, it's 7:30 in the morning one morning, and I'm sitting there doing a process on myself. I can't even remember what the original problem I started with, but anyway, I'm doing the process. And in these processes, you reach a state of what's called pleroma. It's like a state of complete and utter peace, happiness, and understanding. In other words, as you resolve the problem through this guided experience, a deep connection with your spiritual self is established. And so whatever painful issue you started with disappears when you reach this state. I don't know how that sounds to you. All I can tell you is that it's real. And I'm giving you a very short description, but this is what happens, okay? And I realize it might even sound like a plug for my coaching, but I'm sharing this with you so that you can get a sense of the state of mind I was in at this moment on this morning, all right? So here I am, sitting here at my desk in this beautiful state of pleroma, in this wonderful connection with all that is beautiful in the universe. And I've resolved whatever it was I'm working on, and suddenly I feel my body become warm. Now, I mean, this was a beautiful, deep, loving warmth that was coming from someplace deep within me. It was not warmth like, you know, when you're sitting out in the sun and you get hot and then you start to sweat and you know that warmth is coming from outside of you. This was coming from within me, and it was the most comfortable kind of warmth you can imagine. And it wasn't because the temperature in my office suddenly increased or because someone threw a blanket over me. There was no external influence, external meaning outside of my body, outside of my system, influence to raise the temperature in the room or to raise my surface temperature. It was generated from a completely different place. It was the most direct experience of the warmth organism that I've ever experienced. And it happened purely because of this guided experience that I was taking myself through and this connection to my spiritual self. Remember, I explained earlier that the spirit body is responsible for generating the warmth organism, the warmth within us. And so this is critical because the warmth organism, by the way, helps to dissolve fat. What happens when you take some lard and you put it in a pan? It melts. Right? Heat dissolves fat. So when we're not connected with our spiritual self, we don't burn fat as efficiently in the body. Okay? So this spirit body literally, and I do mean literally, not figuratively, not metaphorically, literally, this spirit body literally warmed my physical body in that moment because I was so tuned into it. I was in that state of pleroma where all I could feel was peace, love, and happiness, and all was right with the world. I felt safe. I felt secure, happy, and grounded, yet at the same time connected to the heavens. So I was in this state where I felt perfectly balanced and ready to give and receive love as fully as I possibly could. And, you know, I had known that this was there, obviously. As I said, I've studied this in my Heilkunst and Anthroposophical studies. So intellectually, I'd known it was there, and I've experienced different elements of it over time. But this was just such a visceral, physical representation of this truth that it was mind-blowing, and I had to share it with you. So why? Why am I sharing this experience that happened to me with you? Because I want you to see how this mind-body connection that I'm always talking about, when I'm talking about emotional eating and the connections between evolving our consciousness and its reflection on our state of mind and our physical body, it's real, okay? It's not some intellectual concept that somebody just, you know, read in a book and maybe the person who wrote the book made it up. It's real. When I talk about things like armoring and holding on to the fat because your mind is holding on to unprocessed emotions, to past traumas that it hasn't fully dealt with. Even if it thinks it dealt with it consciously, subconsciously, there's all kinds of junk still there. And that's why the fat will not release. These things are real. When I'm talking about that, it's real. It's not just an idea or a concept. And it's the same thing that I experienced when my warmth organism woke up that morning and showed itself to me so fully and completely. Okay? So it's really important to accept and understand those connections, because then as you're working through things related to your emotional eating, this knowing, this deeper understanding will allow you to connect more fully with this concept of learning to effectively process your emotions and how important it is. It's not just a, well, that sounds nice, maybe I'll do that someday, or yeah, that sounds nice, Wendy, but man, I can't even, you know, get from A to B. I'm so stressed, I can't deal with that. Yes, you can. I did it myself in minutes the other morning. Okay, fair enough. I have some more training than you. But what I'm trying to share with you is that this is accessible to anyone who wants to have it, who wants to go there. These connections are real. They are not fake. Okay? And so know and trust that you can activate these connections in a very real way. The same way you can make your body sick by your thoughts and your feelings, you can heal your body by your thoughts and your feelings. You can learn to shift your state of mind so that you achieve positive changes in your physical body. And there's no need to eat emotionally when you feel as good as I was feeling in that moment. There's no feeling of lack. There's no feeling of want. There's no feeling of needing to suppress something that's happened to you. There's no feeling of all those emotions that are part of our lives, but that we judge as unpleasant and we try to stuff down. The sadness, the guilt, the shame, the jealousy, the worry, the anxiety, all of those feelings. When you're in that state of pleroma, those feelings aren't there. And so what need would you possibly have to eat emotionally? Because the food couldn't possibly make you feel any better than you already feel. So the more often you experience this feeling, the more it permeates your everyday experience. So I really want you to dive into that concept and maybe listen to this recording a few times, because this is a concept that's really important for you to accept and understand, that you have the powers of this within you. So until next time, keep in touch on Facebook. Search for the What's Eating You page. That's What's Eating, just the letter U. Search for that on Facebook. And find me on Twitter at What's Eating You. This is Wendy Knight Agard signing off for the Wendy Knight Agard Show for today. Peace and love, everyone.